The following interview was conducted with Donald Powers, member of the Board of Trustees from 1975 to 1990 for the Purdue University Oral History Program. It took place on Tuesday, April 29, 2008 at his office in Schererville, Indiana. Also sitting in is Valerie Yazoo, one of the diversity fellows. The interviewer is Catherine Marquis, oral history librarian. Welcome. Tell us a little bit about where you were born and your parents.
Well, I was born in a place called Harrisburg, Kentucky. And I moved to Indiana where I was in high school and graduated from Shortridge High School in Annapolis and ended up going to Purdue University as a student that fall. That was in 1938, a long time ago.
What was the campus like when you came?
Well, we had about 4,500 students at that time, and it was much smaller than it is now, obviously, both in numbers and in size. I went to Purdue because my folks told me that's where I had to go. I'd been going to IU, but the kid that lived down the street for me, a year ahead of me, went down to IU and got in all kinds of trouble, so Purdue, my folks said, you're going to Purdue, period. And it wasn't a bad choice. It's worked out fine.
Do you have any siblings, any brothers or sisters?
No.
You're the only child?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you major in when you were in
In
agriculture?
Yeah.
Oh, good. What were you in? Did you join? Were you in a fraternity? And what about some of the about athletics or any of student clubs?
Yeah, I was about in all of them. I was Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity, president of the house. The fraternity president's council, and Gimlet, and Iron Key, and what all.
Quite a few then, right?
Yeah.
Do you go to the football games and basketball?
Yeah, I have a box at the stadium, which I've kept all these years, which we usually take about 12, 14 people to the football games. I used to take a busload, and it got to be too much.
After you, what year did you receive your degree?
1947, I think it was. I should have graduated in 42, but I dropped out and spent some time flying in the Navy for the next 5 years or so and came back. I got out of the Navy in 46 and went back to school to finish up. I had a semester to go, but I ended up, I had so much fun, I stayed a whole year.
And had the campus changed a lot when you came back? Did you find what differences were?
Yeah, more? Well, of course, when I came back, it was much bigger than it had been before. And before, you kind of knew everybody. I came back in 46. Well, it was
a lot of people after.
Most of them were. It was an awful lot of veterans. Because the war had been over in 45, I think it was. And they had the Veterans Educational Act.
That helped them.
And they were all going to school.
Good.
Still party, which they'd learned in the military.
Where did you serve? Were you in this country during the war, or do you?
I was out in the South Pacific. I Flew Navy airplanes off of carriers out there. And,
were you in the Naval Air Force or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I flew in the Navy for a lot of years. I didn't really stop until, well, I flew for 17 years in the Navy and reserves of active duty. And if I stayed 18 years, I got a pension, but I quit at 17.
Okay. I bet that's a challenge trying to land and take off on a carrier.
Yeah, it can be, sometimes it can be kind of exciting. We were in night fighters out there, and flying off of carriers at night was, at that time, well, it was pretty hairy.
I would imagine, yes. After you've, then you came back and finished at Purdue.
Yeah.
And then tell us, what was your career path after that?
Well, I went to work for the university as an assistant county agent in Lake County up here. And, I was there doing 4-H club work and whatnot for, I don't know, how many years, seemed like an eternity. And the Korean War came along, and I was recalled to active duty in the Navy and went back out in the Pacific. And when I came back, why, I decided if I was ever going to strike out on my own, it was time to do it. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
Went in the insurance and real estate business, and it was very good to me, so.
Good. All right. Tell us a little about your family. Did you meet your wife at Purdue?
I'm on my second wife now, and she went to IU. My first wife went to Purdue, and she died several years ago, and she was a Pi-Phi there, very active in campus activities.
Mm-hmm.
So was I at the time. So.
Do you have any children? Did they?
Yeah, we had one daughter.
She go to Purdue?
She went to DePaul. I think she got her master's and maybe her doctorate from Purdue.
Good.
She went to undergraduate down at DePaul.
Very good. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about when you were on the Board of Trustees. You were appointed by Dr. Bowen?
Bowen.
Right. In 1975?
Yeah, I guess that's their date. I don't remember exactly, but
do you recall how you learned of the appointment?
Yeah, he was at the house for breakfast one morning, and he said to me, "I'm going to appoint you to the Board of Trustees at Purdue." And I said, "My God, I don't know anything about being a trustee at Purdue." And I said, "I think maybe you ought to think twice about that." He said, "No, I want you on the Board of Trustees." So that afternoon, after he had announced it, I get calls from John Hicks and whatnot, because it came as a shock to them. They weren't expecting me. And I hadn't been active in Purdue, so to speak, so it was, I think it was kind of a shock to the university, mm-hmm. or who's in this character coming along, so.
New person on the board, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know the primary function is still housekeeping, keeping the university. Now, talk about a couple of things that that the board is involved in. One is the budget, is it not? And,
Yeah.
And the tuition, those are big challenges.
Yeah, they set the rate on the tuition. Dorm rates at various institutions.
Right. The year that you came on, wasn't that the first year that the student trustee, the voting member, 75, when the first student trustee was on there?
They had a student trustee before.
Uh-huh.
But that might have been the first year or close to it.
So they were voting and appointed by the governor?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right. What are some, you are in charge of appointments of the deans and then you were elected chairman of the board. You were chairman of the board for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know, it's 10, 12 years or something. I was
right.
President of the Board of Trustees. And I used to joke at the wheels on my airplane wouldn't touch the field at Purdue until everybody on the campus knew I was there. So
you used to fly to down to Purdue in your plane?
Yeah. I used to fly all the time. I still have an airplane, but I don't fly it anymore. I hire us flown around. I guess I could fly, but I kind of think it maybe my age and discretion is a little part about. I've lived a long time, so.
A couple of the other things. How does the board elect their officers? Do they do that on a? How's the? What are some of the officers that?
They nominate somebody to be president. Maury Kanoy was president, and he was leaving, and the guy that was vice president, what was his name? He was from the pharmacy school. There's a building named after him.
Would that be Heine?
Heine. And he was elected chair, but he said, I only want to serve 1 year. And because he wanted to get off, he wanted to retire from the board. So I was elected vice president, I think it was, and the president.
Mm-hmm.
When he went off, and I was president of the board for, I don't know, seemed to me like forever. It's
quite a few years, but. Then some of the other things that you're involved in, you want to be the athletic prices for the tickets. Is that one of the things the board's involved in?
Yeah. I used to joke that I hired three or four football coaches when I was president of the board, but I only hired one president. Football coaches, none of them worked out, but the president worked out, so I guess I got the right one.
I want to talk a little bit about the presidential search committee. The appointment of the president is one of the key major functions of the board, and tell us, that search, were you the chairman of the search committee? For that? That's for the replacement for Dr. Hansen?
I was president of the board, and I ran all over looking for a new president. I invited the guy that was president of one of the California colleges for a weekend, and everybody, I think, thought he was going to be the president, but he would have probably worked out, but we really didn't offer it to him. And John Hicks called me up one day and he says, "I've got a guy you ought to go see." And I said, "Well, who's that?" And he told me, and I called him down. He was dean of the med school at IU at the time. And I called him, went down, had lunch with him, and I said to him, "If you were offered the presidency of Purdue, would you take it?" And he hesitated a moment and said, "Yes." I said, "You'll be hearing from me in 2 or 3 weeks. And I went back and went to the faculty senate and told them what I was going to do, and they went along with it. And I never will forget, there was some old gal, a professor that was on the senate, that spoke up when I was about to leave and said, "Mr. Powers, is Mrs. Bering a college graduate?" And I thought, "Oh my God, I was hiring a president. I didn't think about getting the answers on his wife." I had to say, "I can't tell you." But I found out later she had been an honor graduate from Pitt. And she had her master, and I don't know whether she had her doctorate or not.
For the researchers that are going to be using this, the search committee, did you use an outside search firm for this one, or was it, and who was on, was the committee faculty and the board?
Yeah. I'm afraid I did it all backwards. I primarily did it myself, searching it, because
it's hard. It's a challenge.
The committee, I took a bunch of them out to Iowa on one trip to interview some person out there. It was a disaster. The person was, I think, president of Iowa State or something out there. And he was a good individual, but the time we got through interviewing him, talking to the search committee, I could tell he wasn't about to leave Iowa State and come to Purdue. So, you know, I found it, searching for a president, it's one of those things that you got to get somebody located that you think would be good, and hope your judgment is right, and then take it to the committee and get them to endorse it. And that's eventually how I did it. John Hicks gave me Steve's name, said I ought to go see him. And I thought, my God, he's dean of med school. What would a dean of med school do running an engineering school? But I went down and talked to him, and he and I hit it off. In fact, we're still friends. He's on my board up here now. Comes up and stays at the house once a month, board meeting. But I just thought he would make a good college president, and I asked him if he would take it. He said yes, and I said, well, you hear from me shortly. And I went back and got everybody in there. And I think I told you the story already, but after I was finishing up with the faculty senate, some old professor, the professor spoke up in the window. Mrs. Bering was a college graduate, and I thought, oh, hell. I screwed up again. I forgot to ask.
So. You have to watch, and confidentiality is a key thing too, isn't it, when those, for the presidential searches?
Yeah, you know, some of the people that you might be interested in, and they'll talk to you, but they don't particularly care to have the institution where they are, know that they might be leaving because they might urge them to leave when they didn't want them. So they're interested in going someplace they figure is a jump up the ladder, but which Purdue University always was, so. President's Purdue is rated pretty high on the president's list. I suppose Harvard and Yale might take exceptions to that, but most people refer to Michigan and Purdue as a Harvard and a Yale of the Midwest. So. I'm not sure Michigan doesn't prefer to have it, that Harvard is subject less than
What are some of the other, when you look back, what are some of the other things on the board that you look back that you were involved in pretty much?
Oh.
Did you recall?
I don't know. I was...
You worked pretty closely with
the board for a long time.
You worked pretty closely with the vice presidents as well. The board does, like financial.
Yeah. We. I don't know. Sometimes I thought I got too involved in the affairs of the university. Yeah. But,
was there much construction going on at the time that you were on the board? Buildings and things?
Yeah, there was a lot. That's good. Whether the music hall was under construction then or not.
And the bell tower came afterwards, though, I think, bell tower. Yeah.
We had a heavy construction schedule all the time.
That takes a lot of time to get those lined up and things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the contracts and things of that sort. Let's see what else. And then you do all the appointments for the deans and the distinguished professors and things. And they've increased on the distinguished professors, haven't they?
One time I made a statement that I'd been involved in appointing every dean and vice president of the university. And the heads of all the regional colleges. So I've been around a long time since.
What's your liaison with the regional campuses? What's the board's liaison with the regional campuses? Do you appoint the chancellors of them and the appointments for those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did at that time.
Okay.
Today, whether they're regional boards appoint them or not.
All right. And you did you hold meetings often or sometimes at the regional campuses as well as in the West Lafayette?
Yeah, we tried to meet at each of the regional campuses. Ever so often.
Okay, right. And then you participate in the commencement every Did you go to the commencements at the regional campuses as well?
Yeah, I did. When I was chairman of the board for so many years, I was always at the regional campuses. Thing. I think I wore that damn cap and gown umpteen hundred times through the course of the years.
There's quite a few commencements, particularly in the spring.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
In fact, I had an office up next to the boardroom in the administration building at Lafayette. So.
That was handy to have.
Yeah.
Yes. You were a director for the Purdue Research Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about that when you were on the board?
Yeah. Well, the Research Foundation is, of course, one of the administrative controls of Purdue. So.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, handles the money and the endowments and whatnot.
Okay.
And it's, it's, you know, the places where the power is, that's one of them at Purdue.
And there's also the Ross Aid, were you involved, the Ross Aid Foundation, that's another one?
Yeah.
That's different? Okay. And that's that still goes, though, does it not?
Yeah, well, Ross Aid. I've forgotten just what the description of it is, but the Ross Aid Foundation was set up by David Ross and George Aid, primarily to build a football field. Way back when,
mm-hmm.
where Ross Aid Stadium is. So.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
And still, one of the things that while you were on the board was that Vision 21, the fundraising.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big. That was a big campaign.
Yeah.
And
we raised more money than Purdue had ever raised before. I think since then they passed.
And I want to also comment that you got an honorary doctorate from Purdue.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Congratulations. Do you recall how you learned about that? Did they give you a call?
Yeah. Dr. Berry informed me that I was going to get an honorary doctorate. Well, thank you very much. But I think I've had, I don't know how many honorary doctors, different universities and whatnot.
Very nice.
Colleges, so.
That's very nice. And you also were you got distinguished alumni from the Purdue Alumni Association. Yeah. At one time. That's very nice.
I was active at Purdue over a great number of years. Enjoyed it. Still keep a box in the stadium down there. Take people down to football games. And still have a private parking place for football games.
That helps.
That helps. And over in the parking garage across from the Union and whatnot. So I never use it anymore, but still there, I guess.
It's still there. Yeah. If I asked you what, do you have a favorite Purdue tradition after all and that comes to mind? Any Purdue tradition that's a favorite of yours? like Boilermaker Pete or the Purdue Engine? The Boilermaker Special?
I like them all.
Okay. What about an outstanding event in your life? One come to, what would you like to share with us? You have an outstanding event in your life?
My life has been a succession of highs. Some of the exciting times were flying fighter airplanes off of carriers out in the Pacific during the war. One of the things that I kind of laughed at it one time was I got leave. We got hit out in Okinawa in a carrier. Had to come all the way to Hunter's Point, Frisco, to do repair on the carrier. Oh, I got 2 weeks leave. And I got home, and the next morning I got a telegram to report back to Air Pack. So I was home one night on the airplane going back. And I get out to the West Coast and report in. They said, well, we've got a reservation for you on the flight to Honolulu tonight. So I went over and got, I said to the girl, I said, what if I miss the flight? She said, we'll have you on it tomorrow. So I figured missing the flight wasn't going to get me out of it, so might as well go. So went out to Hawaiian Islands and was ordered down to one of the islands, report to a squadron. And I reported in, and I said to the duty officer, I said, who in the hell is the skipper of the squadron? He said, Danny O'Neill. And I said, that's so mean. He called me back to get me away from home. But Danny had taken over a problem squadron. He'd agreed to take it if he could have a couple of his former flyers or squadrons with him. So we took over a problem squadron and got it going, got it straightened out. So they weren't ready for combat. They had to be ready. So.
Good. You came to the rescue.
Huh?
You came to the rescue.
Yeah.
Any overall comments? One of the things I was going to ask you, as you look back on the board, any particular thing that's a legacy or any general comments that you'd like to say for the researchers that come to mind?
I enjoyed my time on the board. I think that I had some influence on the university in changing policy somewhat by bringing in a president with Steve Bering was certainly different from Art Hansen, and they were both fine gentlemen, but Steve was going to push the university a lot harder than Art was. And of course, he served for 15 years or so. plus as president. So it somewhat changed the policy of the university, direction somewhat. Mm-hmm. But it has always been a great school. I was always felt lucky to have been part of it at one time or another.
Right. Very nice. Yeah. Any closing comment, or think that will that do it for you?
Huh?
Any other comments that you can think of that you'd like to share with us?
Do one funny comment. Dave Fiddler was dean of the egg school, which I was in. He was sitting on the steps of the union one day. I'd parked my car over in the garage and walked across. And when I came up, he said, "Dunn, I now know why I spent so damn much time getting you through the university." And he did, because I had problems. When the scholastic department, I was too involved in too many things. But anyway, he said, "I don't know why." And I said, "How's that, Dave?" And he said, "Now you can give me a raise."
Oh. I think this concludes it. I thank you very, very much for the opportunity.
Well,
it's been a pleasure.
Well, I don't know what I can tell you or told you anything.
Yes, it's been very helpful.
Germane to the...
Very helpful.
But,
we thank you.
It was a fun trip for me.